Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hello, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I am Rebecca Masu, your host for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful, and this is a show for and about visionary women entrepreneurs who are here to speak their true message, shine their light in business, and amplify their income and their impact for the benefit of all. And today, I want to welcome our very special guest and leading lady, Pamela Jay. Welcome, Pamela.
Oh, hi, Rebecca. It's so wonderful to be with you.
Well, I want to just share a little bit with our audience who you are, and then we're going to dive into some really juicy questions I have for you. Pamela is the founder of the She Dares to Lead initiative, and she's a leadership mentor, an award-winning author, a voice confidence coach for women entrepreneurs who know they are born to lead. For nearly three decades, Pamela has taught a feminine leadership model that she developed when she healed herself naturally from a chronic illness at the age of 38, and I can't wait to hear more about that. She now guides women entrepreneurs to unlock the hidden power of their magnetic presence so they can speak with unshakable confidence, write with clarity, and attract their ideal clients with ease. Pamela has impacted thousands of people in her award-winning career. She's been an educator, a singer-songwriter, a voiceover artist, music therapy researcher, retreat facilitator, and a top-earning saleswoman for Honda. Oh, I want to hear more about that, too. So today, we're going to be talking about unlocking the hidden power of your feminine voice. So welcome again, Pamela Jay.
Wow. Thank you so much for that life review. Wow. Oh, goodness. It's great to be with you. I know that we have a lot in common, and I can't wait to dive in.
Absolutely. So here we go. I want to go to the part where you were 38 years old and you were an Indiana farm woman with two little boys, and you were determined to heal naturally from a chronic illness. And I understand, because I know a little bit about your story, is that you stumbled upon something in a very unlikely place that would forever change how you lead your life. Tell
That's
us
right.
What that unlikely place is and what happened and what you discovered.
Well, in the darkest hour when I was faced with telling my family I would need surgery, I wandered off and into an abandoned grain silo on our farm. And if you've ever been in one of those, they're stone and they resonate so amazingly. And I just had this intuitive sense to begin to sing. And when I did, the sound of my own voice coming off of that stone and pouring back and echoing all around my body felt like warm butter. And I had been in pain for many, many, many months. And as Rebecca said, struggling with Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune disease. And I just had this knowing in that moment that there was something my illness was trying to tell me. It was like a messenger that was helping me realize that I may be sick because I was blocking my own expression, not being fully who I was, trying to be all things to all people, which many of us have done in our lifetime. But it was a defining moment in my life. And I continued to return to the silo, and I also was immersing myself in a lot of nature at that point. And I, in 12 weeks' time, it disappeared. And I went, oh my gosh, what did I learn? What had happened? What had happened to me?
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. So your illness was completely healed.
Yes.
Not to return.
Right.
And as you really stepped in and uncovered your own hidden voice. So after that, I know your creativity must have really taken off.
It did.
Tell us what you created.
Yeah, well, I realized that that experience was teaching me something about how to manage energies differently. And I started loving my illness. Instead of trying to fight it and push it away, I was loving it and sending it love in my body, getting very in tune with my body and what it was sharing with me. So I, as I unlocked my creativity, I decided to develop a feminine leadership model. And I've used that successfully in many different ways. But for the following 12 years, I developed a natural arts learning center on a 90-acre farm across the river from the farm I was living on. And I was helping people reconnect with nature and their own creative expression. And during that time, I even produced an award-winning children's CD of my original music, even though I hadn't sung in 30 years. So my creativity just blossomed after that.
Wow. Well, something you really said struck me. You sent love to your illness.
I did.
Remarkable. We don't hear, usually it's about fighting an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that, I'm sensing that that's connected to this feminine leadership model that you have developed. Tell us a little more about that.
It very definitely did. And I was just aware that every time I would get nervous and uptight and try to force it and you know, think it away and wish it away and change everything, I would get worse. My symptoms would get worse. And when I would sit by the river and just watch the flow of the river, I realized nature was trying to teach me how to allow the flow of my own naturalness within my body. And when I would relax into that, and I mean, I slept on the sandbars at the river. I just was really deeply connected to the natural world, and I was learning from the natural world, and I realized that it teaches us so much about how to lead with these feminine energies of nurturance and love, inclusiveness, connectedness, all these things, and it became just fascinating to me. I was beginning my own research project that would span the next 27 years.
Wow, that is fascinating. So how I can just see you, I have this picture of you sitting by the riverbank and just taking it all in and letting nature really teach you, which brings me to, I'm so curious about, because you then went on to become a top sales producer for Honda, which seems like a completely different world from being a farmer's wife and living on this big farm. And you were there for, what, 9 months on a team with 22 men? And so
yes.
Tell me, what did you do differently? How did you become a top sales producer?
Well, my overarching goal was to, this was after I had closed the Learning Center, my overarching goal was to go live in the Hoosier National Forest in a cabin in the woods and write more music. And I went, oh, I've got some debts I'd like to pay off. I'd like to do that quickly. What could I do that could do that? I went, well, I can sell anything that I believe in if I really believe in it, because it's really not selling at all. It's just sharing something that you feel is valuable to people. So I went, Hondas, oh my gosh, they're wonderful. And I took my feminine leadership model and I showed up, yes, 22 men and me, 100% commission. If you didn't sell a car, you didn't eat that week. And while the guys were busy having their meetings and drinking lots of coffee and figuring out which whimsical balloon figure to put by the side of the road that would flag everyone in and give them the big deal of the week, I was down the street having coffee with the women in the area and telling them why their son would be so much safer in a safety seat in the back of a Honda on the way to their daycare than some of the other vehicles that were on the market. And before you know it, I had a steady stream of customers, word of mouth, coming to me. I became a top producer, met my financial goals, and said goodbye in 9 months and went and lived in the Hoosier National Forest. So the feminine leadership model worked.
Beautiful. Wow. It's a great story. You know, something you said at the beginning of that piece was, I can sell anything that I believe in because it's really not selling at all.
That's right.
That really struck me as a potent piece of wisdom. I just really wanted to highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm imagining our listeners, we have lots of entrepreneurs and female entrepreneurs that have their own businesses, and that selling for many of them is one of the most difficult things, or the concept, think of selling. And tell us a little more about how you approach the selling in your own business.
Well, first of all, I just changed the word, because in our heads we do have associations that, you know, selling and meeting the goals and just the whole masculine model that is in place for the world of sales and marketing oftentimes can get us trapped in those old ways of thinking. So we end up selling from our heads, where I think if we are truly embracing that what we have to share and what we have to offer is going to make a difference in the lives of others. Most of us, as heart-centered entrepreneurs, it's more important to us that we impact others and share than it is how much money we make. It's nice when both happens. Absolutely, that's the goal, right? But if we lead from the heart and we engage from a service rather than selling, it's like I couldn't wait to tell those women how wonderful a Honda was, because I really believed it was going to make a difference in the safety of their family. Why would I not want to share that with them? And they can feel, when you are coming from that place, others can feel a real difference in how you are presenting yourself. There is a connection. There's even scientific evidence that backs this up.
Scientific evidence. Wow. Well, I know you're also a researcher, so
I am
passionate about knowing how things work. So tell us a little more of this science that backs up this sense of selling from the heart. Like, what is it about that brings our right clients in, brings and grows our business when we do that?
Right. When we're speaking in that way, I refer to it as coming from a magnetic presence rather than the way we've been trained to think in many ways about our magnetic personality, which is, you know, we try to put on this facade. People are smelling right through that these days. They want authenticity. So when we come at it from this feminine way of being authentically who we are and speaking from our hearts, we're literally releasing hormones that people can feel. And any good storyteller knows this. If you've ever been around a really good storyteller, and I know you're all about story, Rebecca, and helping people share their stories, but when you are engaging an audience or a client on a discovery call, you are creating and holding space, a safe space, by the way, for feelings to come up. And so as you speak, from generosity and a sense of trust, oxytocin is released, and it creates connection. And then there are moments when you can just get in a conversation with people, and next thing you know, there's a bit of laughter. And that's endorphins that are released and creates a lightness in things that you are wanting to convey. So there's nothing forced here at all, you see. It just becomes natural. And even curiosity, you know, when you ask a client, well, what would you like your life to look like 6 months from now? How would you like your voice to have more of an impact? It creates curiosity, and that's dopamine that's released in that. So all these magical chemicals are being released in the space you're creating, whether you're speaking to an individual on a call or you are on a stage before thousands, and people can feel it. They're hungry for that. The other side of that is if you're coming from a place of fear, which for a lot of us get fearful when it's time to speak. We tend to get nervous, adrenaline kicks in, cortisol levels go up, and we're triggering thoughts that feed fight, flight, or freeze, which creates a disconnect with the audience that they also feel. So can you see how this is me taking what I learned in my body and what my body taught me about energy and the flow of things and the naturalness, and now I am so excited because I can share it with others.
Wow. There was a lot. There's a few things I just wanted to unpack. I mean, just I'm having some real insights or ahas as you're sharing. In thinking about, because I've had a business now for 8 years, I never quite realized about the oxytocin, endorphins, the chemicals that have the opportunity to be, those good feeling chemicals can be released both in the person that is giving the discovery call as well as in the prospective client. And that's quite an aha for me, that wow. And then the same with speaking, that we have that same opportunity. So there's that one-on-one connection, and then there is that big audience connection, which for so many women in particular, I work with primarily women, is that that's a very scary place to be on stage, to be with all eyes on you. So you teach these leadership, these communication skills that are all about authenticity, speaking from the heart, leading from generosity and trust. So tell us how, when you see women entrepreneurs out there speaking in public, like what are some of the most common mistakes that you see them make?
That's a great question. And two things come to mind. One is they try to be someone that they're not, and oftentimes can get caught in the trap of trying to support what they're presenting with lots of information. And facts can be very wonderful and can help back up things, just like I did with telling you about the research. But it can also keep you trapped in your head. And people, anything you can Google, you know, people can Google anything these days. And so they're not really hungry for as much information as they're hungry for experience. And this is where the feminine energy comes into play. You create that experience. So you have to create it within yourself first, when you stand up to speak. And the biggest mistake I see women making that triggers the fight, flight, or freeze is they get nervous and they clutch their breath way down in their belly. They just cut it off, they hold it, and it pops them up and into their head voice. And in extreme cases, some people even leave their bodies, if you know what I mean by that. Right?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, they are gone because they're terrified. And speaking is still one of the top fears. It's listed up there above death, right? Right?
Yeah.
That people are really frightened of it. But what I like to twist that one a little bit too. I don't think it's they're afraid of public speaking as much as they're afraid of being fully themselves.
Ooh. Ah, I never quite thought about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Being fully themselves.
Talk about being vulnerable, right? Being seen. And yet, what do we hear from everybody I'm talking to? I don't feel like I'm seen. I don't feel like I'm heard. What do I need to say? And I say, well, it's not what you need to do. It's who you need to become. And so when you tap in and get a good breath, you tell your brain that you're safe, first of all. So the sympathetic nervous system doesn't go into fight, flight, or freeze. You stay in touch with the parasympathetic nervous system. So your brain goes, oh, you're safe. So your brain can take a little chill pill and kind of go to the background. You still use it, but it's not driving the show. Your heart steps forward, right? And suddenly you are in your body. You're feeling connected within. And then you express and you connect in the way that I just described. A magnetic presence is created in that.
Yeah. So the simple act of, even when you're standing in front of an audience, just taking a moment, and I teach this to my clients and my Soulful Speakers Club members, is taking those pause moments while you're on stage, especially if you're noticing that, wow, I'm really nervous. Like, nerves are going to be there for most of us, no matter what. And I say, as you do it, it gets easier as you practice. But what you're saying is, like, take that moment, take that breath, and that it literally changes the chemistry in your body.
It does. And it creates that connection.
It tells your brain that it's safe, that you're safe. And I find that when I'm able to do that too, I'm less tied to my script or my outline or what I'm going to say, but I can just speak more in the moment and really connect and make eye contact with my audience. So that's brilliant. And, you know, now we're doing pretty much all of our speaking is online now. So,
yes.
Curious, like, what's a tip? Just give us a tip on, because you do a lot of videos. I know you have a Facebook group, and we're going to get, I'm going to have you share with us how our listeners can get in touch with you. But what would be a tip for, because I know you do a lot of videos in your Facebook group. How do we connect with a static camera when we're doing a video?
Oh, yeah.
There's no one
right
out there. That's not our, we don't have an audience in front of us.
That's right.
How do we convey, or how do we convey that magnetic presence?
That's really a beautiful question. And it was difficult for me at first. And then I realized that, like most of the clients I work with, I am more sensitive. I tend to be, you know, heart-centered. And so I play off of an audience. I sense the energy of a crowd as I walk into the room and can begin to play off of it. Then suddenly you're staring at this little aperture on this machine and everything freezes. And guess what? You freeze, right? Because then there's a nervousness and an anxiety that starts to come up. And you think it's like, oh, my gosh, fear's going to get the worst of me. Oh, my gosh, all the attention's on me. Oh, my gosh. So that's the moment I take a breath. I lean in, and I look at that camera lens as if it is my newborn granddaughter. And I am just loving it, just like I loved my illness. I am loving it, and I'm saying, you are the window to the world that somebody out there, one person out there, might be interested in learning about this. And I'm here to share it. So I speak to that one. And it creates in my own body then, I sit down, that nervousness and anxiety. When we feel that, we've been taught to think that that's something we need to overcome and conquer. guess what? That's a real masculine way of doing it. I'm saying that that is a trigger that your intuition is calling you back in and saying, come into your body, get a good breath. Don't leave without the hidden power of your feminine voice. Now deliver it and see how it plays. So the same thing happens, and I've done enough work with clients when I meet with them one-on-one. The chemicals, it's energy. It works even virtually. It's pretty fascinating.
Okay. So you're saying, yeah, look in that camera. I love it. You have your granddaughter, your newborn granddaughter as and I'm imagining, you know, you could put, you know, put your favorite client or your partner mm-hmm. or your best friend or somebody, or think of your favorite client, that mm-hmm. one person to connect with.
That's right. That's right.
And yeah, wow, I love that. So let's just have our listeners understand how they can reach you after our show. How would you like them to contact you, Pamela?
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. You can reach me at PamelaJ.com, my website, or I certainly will invite all of you to join my She Dares to Lead Sisterhood. It's a private Facebook group. And if you come into that group, take a peek, look around. If it feels right for you, we would love to have you. And if for some reason it's something that you don't want to be in, you can easily just say, not right now, that's fine. But if you do come in, I'm offering a free 20-minute online discovery call, Unlock Your Hidden Heart Voice, where we will link together in these energies I've just described, come together in a safe space and explore where you might be blocking your hidden voice and your greatest feminine strength. And this is pretty enlightening. It's fun. It's fun. It's fun. So I'm offering that to anyone who is listening who would like to join that, or you can reach me through the website for one of those as well, either way.
Oh, super. I'll just repeat those. So it's PamelaJ.com. It's her website, and then you can go to her Facebook group, which is called the Dare to Lead Initiative.
She Dares to Lead.
There we go. Thank you. She Dares to Lead Initiative and Sisterhood. Mm-hmm. She Dares to Lead Sisterhood. Right. So it's
there we
a free Facebook group that Pamela offers, and she's offering a complimentary 20-minute session to help you unlock your powerful feminine voice. Love that. Love that. We have just a few more minutes. And one of the questions that is occurring is, tell me about some of the results that your clients are experiencing as a result of awakening their magnetic presence and unlocking their feminine voices.
Oh, that's a fun one. And it is one of the most rewarding things about being an entrepreneur when you find your life purpose and you're really aligned with what you're here to deliver. There's nothing that feels better than when someone is having a transformation. So many of the women that I work with are getting very, very clear and aligned with what their purpose is, for one thing. And when they do that, they are finding that they can find the words that resonate with them too. Certain words really resonate with who we are and what we're about. And as you're delivering those and speaking with this magnetic presence, you start to attract your right clients with ease. And a good many of them are then getting referrals from others because they're so happy with the work. One of the greatest compliments I have ever received was a woman who just said, I just love me more than I ever have. And life is working so much better in all areas of my life. So it is a life tool, not just for business, but it impacts all your relationships. Mm-hmm. And then you're really in the flow because it's not like you just have a business hat on, and it's like it works in all areas of your life. This is a skill that you'll use forever.
Yes, and I remember because I know a little more about your story and who you've worked with, too, is that you recently coached a TEDx speaker, and she, you did some sessions with her and really helped her prepare to deliver on stage, and she even got to call you right before she was about to go on, and when I saw that she delivered quite a incredible TEDx talk.
Yeah, she surprised herself. She was terrified of speaking in public, but she knew, and this is what we said in the beginning. Remember, we love to work with women who know they're born to lead. It's like, you know, you're born to lead. And so many of us right now are feeling like, whoa, this is the time to step up. And it's like, whoa, so the fears are going to come up and those things come up. But I love working with those who aspire to speak, whether it's in a small venue online or a larger stage.
Yeah. So here we are. It's 2020, and the world has changed. And I'm curious to know, as we close our time here, what is your word for this year? Did you create a word for the year, and how and why did you choose that word, and how is that expressing in your life now?
Well, beauty. I just have learned, the older that I get, the more I look for the beauty, to see the beauty. Look first with eyes of beauty. And you start to see how everything is happening for us, not to us. And that is a fundamental shift in and of itself. So you start to just get curious. Why is this happening? What is happening here for me? What else is possible? Curiosity would be my second word.
Beautiful. Yes. And I can see how having those two words really is carrying, you know, because we're just in a completely different time here where many of us are still in our stay-at-home orders, and the world has completely changed. And to walk with beauty, to see from the eyes of beauty and maintain that curiosity is beautiful. Yeah. Closing thoughts.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Pamela, yes. I want to thank you so much for being here and being my guest today.
It is a joy, and I love the work that you do as well with helping people tell their story. I am recognizing each time I tell a bit of mine that it frees it somehow, right? And it's not this held like secret. It's like, oh, this is how it worked for me, and everyone has a story of some sort that can help another.
Yeah.
So thank you for the work you do in the world.
Oh, you are so welcome. And just, you know, hearing your story, which I have heard at times, and hearing it again and hearing some new details today, I just noticed, like, wow, I feel like I know you even better and feel more connected to you. So thank you for being such a beautiful demonstration of your work.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca.
So I just want to thank everyone for being here. And we have our fabulous leading lady guest, Pamela Jay, and you can connect with her after the show. All of her information will be in the show notes. And I just want to give a special thanks to all of our listeners, both here in the U.S. and all around the world. We are feeling you, sisters. And we will be back again for another Women Lead radio show, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And it's been my total joy to be your host today. Thank you for listening to Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. I'll leave you with these parting words from the late, great poet Mary Oliver. You, too, have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. I'm Rebecca Masood. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.